Exaggeration is the key to a happy mirage.
Marriage. When will I get married? Because I'm technically married to the church. 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 Marriage. Nothing wrong with marriage. Nothing worth saying wrong with marriage.
Except for garage.
In the garage. I keep all of my books and pencils. I keep all my favourite pens. But I'm running out of fences. And these letters too.
Fantastic there from Dion Lunadin from his latest release, which is entitled System's Edge, out on In the Red Records. We heard the track Rocks On.
We also heard some music before that from the likes of Bog Moss. This is actually from a brand new single titled Candle Magic.
Yes, Bog Moss is releasing an EP on December 9th. They're a Windsor band kind of made up of musicians from other bands. And this is the latest single, which was put out, I believe, about a week or so ago. And prior to that, we heard a song called Hands from a band called Susans, based out of London, Ontario. They put this out in 2022. They're also playing the show.
They're from London, Ontario. We do want to mention that. And some of the members are actually in the band Bog Moss as well, right?
One of them for sure. I'm not sure if both of them. But at least one member. Prior to that, we heard...
So my math works, okay.
Yes. Before that, we heard music from the Bug Club's latest. This band is based out of Wales. As mentioned during the last speaking break, they came through Windsor and they played Meteor, and it was a really cool show. We heard a track from their newest and double-ist album, called Rare Birds, Hour of Song.
That is probably the most doublest record that they've ever produced.
It is. I don't believe there's any other doublest records. And we heard the song Marriage, which is a single. You can see a cool like live version of this that they put out as a video single on the interwebs, on the YouTubes. Before the Bug Club, we heard music from The Routes, and we heard a track from their surf versions of Buzzcocks' song album. Buzzcocks Songs album, called Reverberation Addict. We heard their version of What Do I Get? Sorry.
I mean, the reverberation was so extensive, it just rattled your brain a little bit.
Just rattled my brain a little bit?
A little bit.
All right. And
while Dave recovers from that small episode he's having, we're just going to go on. We're going to talk about something else. I think he might just be excited, having a little bit of an excited trip down memory lane, remembering back when he was a youngster and this album came out all the way back in 1963.
Yes, was not even born yet.
This
is the Beatles, was it their second full-length?
Their second full-length record with the Beatles, and this was originally released on the 22nd of November 1963. This was a huge record.
We're 3 days off.
Just 3 days. 3 days shy. And again, what a huge record. Now, obviously, Please Please Me already established the group as a huge signpost of the 1960s, but just some of the songs on here are so iconic. You have tracks like All My Lovin', you have their rendition of Please Mr. Postman, I Wanna Be Your Man, their version of Roll Over Beethoven and Money. Like, these are songs that to this day people associate with the group.
There's more, too.
But there is more than the five songs I named, yes.
Hold Me Tight. Devil in Her Heart is another one that was played quite a bit back in the day. George Harrison's Don't Bother Me.
Oh, and Won't Be Long was a huge
one
as well.
Won't Be Long. Yeah, we could keep talking about this. But yes, it was a very, I guess we could say, pivotal album because it kind of shifted focus. At the time, a lot of bands were really just only doing covers of popular hits, and they weren't doing originals. And the Beatles, along with the Stones, were two of the first bands from this time period that were doing originals.
And they really made that exception. And, you know, usually the originals from the bands on these records were the second tier tracks. They're the ones that weren't as great. But this was the exception where things started changing and original renditions of songs by bands and original compositions became the things that you checked out the records for. And on this album in particular, with some of the songs we mentioned, the Beatles just really came to the forefront of popular culture. Like, if you want to talk about where was the start of Beatlemania, yeah, you can talk a little bit about their debut record, but this was definitely the one that I think landed them in the popular consciousness like no other pop group had before, and arguably since. And with that said, we can talk all about the progression of the group, how they performed in clubs in Hamburg, Germany, how they really specialized in combining this sound of girl group R&B along with garage rock. But in the end, the best thing about this record is when you listen to it front to back, it's just a great rock record. And we could wax poetically about it for hours, but let's not do that.
Let's play a song.
Let's play some songs. In fact, what we're going to do is we're going to play a pair of songs. I think two of the only songs on this record that weren't really massive hits.
Yeah, most of them are.
And then we're going to get to some of those massive hits, but we're going to actually play cover renditions from this great tribute album called It Was 40 Years Ago Today that was released back in 2004, and that actually had a number of different Canadian groups cover the Beatles, and it was a double record. A lot of great names on there, but we're going to pick a couple of artists who covered songs that were originally featured off of With the Beatles, here celebrating 60 years of this fantastic record.
You know you made me cry. I see no use in wondering why.
way beyond compare. So how could I dance with another? Now she'll never dance.